This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 10. Containers. Our reading comes from John chapter 4. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews did not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know the Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." "May I have a drink of water?" is a question that's asked every day. And the response will usually be like this. A parent or caregiver fills a cup or glass and hands it to the person who's thirsty. Or maybe they give the person a bottle of water. All this is done without thinking twice about needing a container to hold the liquid. Unless the water is bubbling from a water fountain, there's always a container. When Jesus asked the Samaritan woman for a drink, she noticed that he didn't have a container to draw water with. But it turned out that he wanted to give her the water of eternal life. And as she listened and grew to believe in him, she became the container for his life-giving message. Similarly, when it comes to living water, we are the containers that Jesus wants to fill. Often it's easy to ask God to fill us, but it's difficult to surrender our ideas and plans. Jesus shows up in places where we least expect to find him, and he shakes up our thinking just as he did for the Samaritan woman. As she begins to trust Jesus, she realizes the truth about the new life he can fill us with. Her response is to run back to the streets of her town and tell everyone about Jesus. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, may we be nourished by your water of eternal life. Give us the courage to let you fill us with your love, that we may understand the impact of living for you. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.